You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. This is Mags Inc. Radio. Local independent music from the state of Wisconsin for 6 hours on a Saturday night. It's a wonderful thing. Just after 9 o'clock, it is time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations in Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Jimmy, our next guest in the Devil's Lair is an award-winning singer and songwriter. She is music coordinator at the Cargo Cafe East here in the Mad City and a guitar instructor and band coach for Girls Rock Camp, to name a few of the things she does. Dina Perry is no stranger to the Devil's Lair, and you can catch her performing with her band live on Saturday, July 30th at Atwood Fest. Dana, welcome back to the Devil's Lair.
Hey, Dana.
Thanks
Perry's
for having
here.
Me.
So nice to see you, Dana.
You too, my friend.
And German, too. It's great to see German here, too.
He's donning a pair of headphones over here.
Excellent.
Dana, for our listeners who may be unfamiliar with Dana Perry, tell me your backstory. How did you come to be a member of the Mad City music scene?
I moved here in February of 2013. I had a friend who was born and raised here, and I was down in Macomb, Illinois, so kind of south, and he said, you know what, you should move to Madison, you would love Madison music, and Madison would love your music. So that's what brought me here, was the music scene.
Whoever said that, they were exactly right.
You know, I we were going to stay for like a year or two and then see where the world took us or see where life took us. And I've been here ever since. I can't leave.
You know, I met you. I always say the story, I think, when you're on the air with us, but why not? You know, I like to reminisce. But we met at a We Make Music Happen event at the Old Inferno.
Yeah, it was the networking night. It was awesome.
Yeah. And then you came on our show a few times. We saw a couple of your shows, and I think one of the last shows I saw was your CD release at the Boss Meadery.
Yeah, that was a great time. I love having I usually have my album releases at Boss Meadery. I don't know what I'm going to do now without it, but we're going to sit and wait for Boss to come back.
Someday soon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now my next question was actually, now we know why you came to Madison, but why did you stay?
The music. I love it so much. And just the community. There's so much talent here. There's so many great venues. There's something for everybody. And, you know, I fell in love with Girls Rock Camp, and I fell in love with just the music scene, really. It's just absolutely tremendous here. So I can't leave.
Well, let's get to some live music with Dana Perry in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Dana, the first song you have for us is called Ultimate Creator. And tell us about the song before you play it.
Ultimate Creator was written a handful of years ago. It's just kind of about that, you know, kind of connecting with that thing that's inside you that's bigger than everything else, and letting it come out.
Let's check it out right now. Ultimate Creator is Dana Perry live in the Devil's Lair on Mags Inc. Radio.
Stuffed to the brim with light, I am the nothing that contains all my somethings, the survivor of a war I started, and the fire department's on fire, the cops are nothing but thugs, we've gotta know not everything is as it seems. Wings. butterfly already inside. I'll cocoon myself into a death-like sleep and awaken when I'm ready to soar. Cause the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We've got an all night, everything's as it seems.
Live in the Devil's Lair, Ultimate Creator. I love that song. I think I remember first hearing that with Imaginary Watermelon, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Dana Perry, you can call and ask Dana questions if you like. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY-ROCKER.
Dana, you run all things music at the Cargo Coffee East in Madison on East Washington. And besides coffee and pastries, what's going on at the Cargo these days?
Oh, man, so much awesome. So much awesome happening at Cargo. I've been running music there for 3 years now. June marks 3 years. And it's tremendous. We have so many great original artists coming through. Every Friday, Saturday night, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., I book bands and solo artists. And then I'm hosting a monthly new thing there every fourth Saturday of the month called Songwriter Stew. I have invite four songwriters up to the stage to share a few songs centered around like an idea, you know, a theme kind of like community or authenticity. We've got Maggie Shays and Jeffrey James coming up this and Nate Meng and Glenn Whitcomb coming up this month. Next weekend, we have Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets and Michael Darling, which I'm super excited about. And then we just opened recently last month. We just got our Sundays open and hours extended so we can have open mic now. So now I host an open mic every first and third Sunday of the month. And then the Sunday right at the end of Atwood Fest, towards the tail end as it's wrapping up, I'm hosting a networking night. So to just kind of reconnect our music community, which I really think that we're due for. So that's going to be July 30th. 1st, 5 to 7 p.m. Madison Music Networking Night. So yeah, it's just so much great. I can't even process.
You know, over the last 3 years, I mean, while you've been at Cargo, it kind of started slow, of course, with COVID there, of course.
Yeah.
But now we're all coming out of that, of course, hopefully, a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
And but the what you have built with the music at Cargo Coffee and really making that place a really integral part of the Madison music scene is so important. I think a lot of people really appreciate it.
You know, I appreciate having the space to do it, really. I appreciate having the space. Lynn and Lindsay, the owners, they're really passionate about what they do. They really care about their employees, and they take really good care of me.
Nice, and that's pretty, and I'll give it up to you. You know, when we get people in the Devil's Lair, a lot of times I'm giving Dana a call and saying, who are you booking these days? Because, I mean, she's got a staple of bands that are playing there.
It's all about contacts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're always down for sharing and swapping. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, how has becoming a music coordinator / booking agent changed how you approach booking your own band's gigs?
You know, that's a really great question, and I genuinely am not sure how to answer it. I will have to say it's kind of both. Like, I appreciate being a musician more when I'm doing the booking stuff and promo, and I also run sound there too. So I appreciate being a musician more when I'm in that position, and then when I'm in you know, music mode for the night as an artist, I appreciate the booker and the sound person so much more. So I'd say that holding both roles, I can really appreciate the other one when I'm in there. So, you know, little things like as an artist, because I've run a venue, as an artist, I really make sure now that I'm on time and I'm respectful to the venue and I'm respectful to my sound person and I'm really just kind of staying on top of things. And as a booker, you know, these are musicians I'm working with, so I always want to make sure their sound is dialed in really nice and that... Yeah. I create a really, you know, intimate listening environment for their original music, and I always make sure they get paid. Even if, you know, we don't make enough money at the door, I'll throw in my own money to supplement just because I want to make sure the artists get paid. So I'd say both of them, kind of having both roles makes me appreciate the other one when I'm not wearing that particular hat. So,
well, that's pretty cool. Well, let's get back to live music with Dana Perry in The Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Dana, the next song you have for us tonight, it's called Everything Is Moving. What's moving?
Everything. That's actually great. So Everything Is Moving was kind of born out of a little bit of experiencing some loss and just kind of the changing of things and just how, you know, when things kind of are tumultuous in life or you suffer trauma, you know, it kind of feels like everything just stands still and you can't believe traffic's still going and the earth is still rotating, sun comes up, sun goes down, and you're just mm-hmm. like, my world has stopped. I don't understand why everything's still just going about its business. But I find that really comforting in the end, because whenever you're ready, everything's always moving. Everything in the universe is, there's constant motion. So whenever you're ready, you can just jump right in there, and it's moving when you're ready for it. So that's kind of where this comes from.
Let's jump in right now. It's Dana Perry live in The Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
train is always right on time. There's so much shouting, I'm just a person. How does anybody do this? If I can't pause the movie, maybe I can direct the scene.
Yeah, Dana Perry live in the Devil's Lair. Everything is moving. That song is basically take life by the horns and run with it. Make it your own.
You could say.
Kind of. That's what I got of it. Jimmy K and Rocker here live in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie. Rocker, I'm going to ask Dana a question that will kind of lead into your next question. And Dana, that's your guitar style, the way you play. One of the reasons I love your music so much is because you really have a command, especially for the acoustic guitar. And it seems like you have a special style. Is there something that's a trademark Dana Perry?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, it's hard to say because inevitably every musician is just a hodgepodge of everything they've ever heard in life.
Right.
So you're always going to kind of, I mean, how original can we all be, really? I mean, but I would say that my style is heavily Ani DiFranco influenced, in the sense of, you know, if you ever listen to Ani DiFranco's music, she's got this really visceral kind of growl command of her guitar. Mm-hmm. She also plays back by the bridge, you know, as opposed to over the sound hole, this kind of deeper tone, whereas, you know, I kind of play back here, sounds a little bit brighter. I also have a thump to my strum.
Yeah.
So that's something that allows me to kind of, you know, not have a lot of acoustic players kind of have that thump on the wood of the body or on the body. So I'd say, you know, the guitar style sticks out as distinct in my songs for sure, that it's got a little more oomph to it. I play a little bit more back by the bridge and I've got a percussive hit. But it's hard to take credit for that because I, Ani DiFranco, she plays with claws. She's got kind of like these, you know, fake nails on all of her fingers and then she just like smacks. And so I don't have the picking and I don't have the claws, but I do play back by my bridge and I play with a thump and I like really kind of high energy, you know, kind of rhythmic stuff. So, but I've also got a lot of, you know, classic rock blues influence from my mom's side, you know, kind of flowing through too. So I think it's just a hybrid of things, but I think that's one of the things, if I guess, that might make my sound a little more distinct than your average, you know, chick with a guitar.
Does the thump drive the drummers crazy that you play with?
You know, you would think so, but I scored a killer drummer, Jenna Jonas.
Yeah.
She's been my longest relationship other than my partner, German.
We were hoping that she would come along with you tonight.
I was hoping. I did invite her, but you know, she did Girls Rock Camp this week too, and she's just pooped. So, but major shout outs and love and props to Jenna Jonas, if you're listening. And what's great about Jenna as a drummer is she doesn't just go, here's the beat and here's some drums. She really listens to my song and hears that there's a rhythmic life already, that thump to the guitar, and that, you know, where the strums happen and stuff like that. And she goes, oh, okay, I hear this, you know, here's some rhythms that are implied. And then she does this Jenna Jonas, you know, flair on it, which is great. So she already listens for this rhythmical presence that's already there and just really brings it out.
You know, it's amazing. As you were talking about that, we previously had another woman here in Max Inc. Radio playing live in the Devil's Lair and basically said the same thing about Jenna Jonas, and that was Jackie Ernst.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, Jenna and Jackie played together on Jackie's new album.
Yeah, Jenna plays everywhere, and there's a reason, because she's really great at what she does.
Right.
She really is.
Dana, you mentioned Girls Rock Camp, and you've been a guitar instructor and a coach at Girls Rock Camp for a number of years. Tell us about what you do with Girls Rock Camp, and more importantly, why.
Oh man, so I mean that's a whole show in its own, really, truthfully. But this is my 10th summer coaching for Girls Rock Camp, which is really cool because if you coach every session for 10 years, you get to watch a 12-year-old Mackenzie Moore become a 21-year-old Mackenzie Moore and put out her own albums and make her own music. So that, in a nutshell, That's a perfect metaphor for my experience at Girls Rock Camp. You know,
that's just powerful right there.
It really is. It really is. It's really great. I've been the guitar instructor consistently. I've been band coaching. I do guitar tech and stage man and stage crew. And it's incredibly rewarding. It's one of my favorite things in life, really, is Girls Rock Camp. And I'm pretty dedicated, and just such an amazing staff of women in music, all from all over Madison and surrounding areas. So, and I do it cause we need it, cause we need to do it, and it's so rewarding. It's just so great.
Wow. Well, now session two for Girls Rock Camp just ended, but yeah. When is session three? And where can parents sign up their daughters?
Yeah, we had our session two showcase today at the High Noon. Shout out to any Girls Rock Camp folks that are listening. They killed it. It was awesome. The next session is the first week in August, and the showcase is Saturday, August 6th at High Noon at noon. So,
wow.
And this session's full already, but any parents that are interested in signing their kids up, it's a week-long intensive day camp, girls ages 8 to 18. They don't have to have any experience whatsoever. We teach them guitar, bass, drums, keys, vocals. They form bands. They write an original song. They record their song at Paradigm Studios, which is totally awesome. And then they perform on stage at places like High Noon. So grcmadison.org is the website. To sign them up for next year and to get any information.
It's actually better that they don't have experience at all.
You know, it's great because we can show that anybody can do this. Anybody can play music. And you know, when I get the kids in guitar, I don't really, you know, show a lot of music theory. My goal is to get them playing as fast as possible. So I get them plugged in and I tell them where to put their fingers and I go, here's how you make this machine make noise. Music comes from within you.
Right.
And this machine is built to be able to channel music through your body. So here's how you work this machine to just push the buttons and make noises that are coming through your heart. So that's the approach I have. It's very organic. So they don't need the experience, but they end up having quite an experience, that's for sure.
That is pretty cool. I love that explanation. Let's hear more live music with Dana Perry in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Dana, the next song you have for us is called The Invitation, and I'm saying, where's the party?
Thank you.
The Invitation is a song I wrote a while back about I look at the brain as similar to a computer that's programmed and just full of programs that are just input in there from the womb. And I think a lot of times, you know, we find as we get older that there's things running through our head, just programs running through our brains that maybe we didn't necessarily input in there. It was put in there by our family, by our parents, by school, society, all this stuff. And the invitation's about kind of taking control and inputting your own programs.
Let's hear it right now. It's Dana Perry live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Motherboard. are programmed with a default setting. Oh, to believe that we're always defective. I'm done being defective. Well, this is an invitation. Can't hold back, don't run away. I'm done with disillusions. Running ravenously on a train of vivid pictures that is not mine.
Dana Perry live in the Devil's Lair. That's a new song. I have not heard that one before.
Ah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've played it here. That's for sure.
All right. Hey, stand by for a second. We gotta pay some commercial bills here in a minute. More live in the Devil's Lair with Dana Perry coming up in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.
It's Atwood Fest 2022, presented by Monona Bank. Saturday, July 30th and Sunday, July 31st on Atwood Avenue. Enjoy live music at the Clyde Stubblefield Stage, the Madison Heritage Stage, and brand new this year, the Sugar Maple Stage. Get the full music lineup at atwoodfest.com. Sponsored by the Harmony Bar, the Alchemy Cafe, Lauer Realty Group, and Devil Radio 92.7. Come dance in the streets at Atwood Fest.